You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, one day away, finally, from the 2015 NFL Draft. We'll be going to Chicago for that again. Join us at Red Ivy, the Browns Backer Bar on North Clark Street for tomorrow's edition of CBD. We'll be there live wearing big T-shirts that say Dog Pound on them. So look for
I'll
us.
I'll be orange so you cannot
I'll
miss
be gray.
Me.
I like the orange one better.
What do these shirts look like?
They're just T-shirts with that dog.
Go to the Browns mobile app and go to the team shop.
Yeah, and you can check them
out. So you guys don't have polos?
No.
No.
You're wearing T-shirts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The new polos aren't ready, Gibbs.
I'm just asking questions, man. Just asking.
You know what I kind of feel like right this second? I feel like pre-church before Christmas, like the next day. Like Christmas Eve church, it's like the afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Then you're going to go to church in the evening, you know, or you know, later that night, and then you wake up the next morning and it's like Christmas and you get all these presents. That's how I feel like right about now before Chicago. You're going to wake up, you're going to have to do another show, but we're going to be there. We're going to be surrounded by 100, you know, 100 plus crazy Browns fans, you know, from the Chicagoland area at Red Ivy. And then the anticipation of what's going to be underneath that wrapping paper is what will start at 7 p.m.
I always like the anticipation. I'm nervous. I'm excited, but I'm a little bit nervous.
Am too.
We'll see how it all plays out because we've taken some strong stances leading up to this.
We like this guy.
We hate this, so hopefully they go in line with what we wanted to do.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll be here Monday talking about the brand new Cleveland Browns either way.
Yeah, well, Friday we'll be doing
What time do you guys fly back Friday morning?
Don't ask Gibbs. Too early.
They screwed you over again this
7:30,
year?
7:30, land at 9:35.
Oh, you're flying out of O'Hare midway.
Midway.
That's horrible.
But the only other flight got us in at like 11:30, which I don't think they didn't want to cut it too close with the show had anything gone wrong.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be wow.
And then we have, round two and three from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
There you go. And then back on Saturday.
You're back on Saturday.
It's like an encore.
And Sunday for the live taping of Dog Pound Report.
From 11 to 12. And Monday night, 7 to 9, the draft recap.
Yes. Don't try to call me. Don't do anything on Sunday. I'll
text you at 7 when I'm up.
It's fine. My phone is off. It will be off.
I'll send a singing telegram to your door.
Make my girlfriend answer the door.
All right, just walk up in your beater and your boxers. Answer the door.
Is that how you roll on a Sunday? A white beater and boxers and house slippers?
No. You know what?
No, tube socks.
I'm not going to lie. I do have some house slippers. They're quite comfy.
Oh, the UGG slippers.
I have Ms. House slippers.
Oh, there you go.
Say awesome on them.
It's cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes, thank you.
I would like a pair of those.
Yes.
Those are classy.
I love this tweet that just came across the wire. Dante Whitner. It's really gotten to the point where all I want to do is win.
Yes. How many other Cleveland Browns fans that have been living that for 15 years would say the same exact thing?
Seriously. Longer than that, man.
I mean, he had, shades of winning in Buffalo and flat-out winning in San Francisco. At least he got to feel what that's like.
That is true. Yeah, you just wonder with all these rumors and everything, is it grinding on these guys?
Oh, it has to be. And then that's in some cases where a lot of the negativity and some negative comments come from, because if you catch the guy on a bad day, you know, with the monotony of this business, you know, day after day, year after year, it's the same. You can definitely pull a comment, you know, that can be construed however you want it to be construed. And simply that's what, you know, I think, you know, as he closed the show, that I think that's in some cases what Joe Thomas had done, you know, the wrong question, you know, spun the wrong way, and all of a sudden Joe Thomas versus Johnny Manziel. But then Joe Thomas came out today and reported that it's been night and day, the work that Johnny Manziel's been putting in the last 10 days.
I just got a tweet that I think is fantastic from our guy G.I. George behind enemy lines. He says, Nathan, watch out for the old wallet in my other pants scam from Matt Wilhelm. Enjoy Chicago. Hashtag, I bet he wants a free Willy.
What does that even mean?
So, like, if we go out to dinner, you'll be like, oh, my wallet's back in the hotel.
Oh,
so
no,
your dinner's
I never
a free
do that.
Willy.
No way. Never, ever do that. When we're at a restaurant,
I hope to have the opportunity to be at a restaurant with you, Matt.
We'll see. At some point, we will. And
tonight, Hugo's.
Hugo's. Is that Mexican?
No, it's awesome seafood and steak. By the way, the Bears have put Martellus Bennett on the trade block. Yes, please, I say.
Yeah.
For a reasonable round pick? I mean,
oh,
it can't be a bad pick.
For what? A third?
Way less than a third. He's a tight end.
Fifth?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
Right now, sign
that
me up.
That dude's a producer. He's a baller.
He's a producer. Yes.
He's a producer.
You could sign him, and it's almost like he's a better blocker than Jordan Cameron was. I think that would
what's
be
he
like
got? What's he got on his contract?
I think he's at the end of his deal.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
So he's got a big number, but he's going to be wanting a really big number.
No, he didn't get a huge deal to go to Chicago. He didn't get a huge deal. All right, that'll do it for today. We're going to fly to Chicago. We'll be with you tomorrow from the Windy City, the home of the 2015 NFL Draft. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here. We have a lot of people to thank on this show. We got some great stuff from our guests. If you missed it, we had Eric Galco, the owner and editor of Optimum Scouting. We had Sean Merriman, the former Lights Out San Diego Supercharger. Ross Tucker as well. You can get all of those interviews on the Browns mobile app or at ClevelandBrowns.com. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Oh.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.